day of my life. I work till I ache my bones. At the end,
at the end of the day,
I take home my heart of me.
That's Queen from Day at the Races, Somebody to Love. Yep. Going back to the basement. All right, these guys are like AWOL. I don't know. And I don't even know if they ever really existed. But there's this one song that they sent me, Miles Berger. And the song's called Garden Heads. And they sent me this some years ago. But I just love this song. So it goes like this. I'm just glad that it's still out there. Here we go.
Thank you. that movie in a country where they turn back time. You go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. She doesn't give you time for questions as she locks up your arms and hers, and you follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue-tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days, she says, I feel my life just like a river running through the year of the cat.
Inject bleach into my eyeballs with a needle? Well, that's an excellent question. I'm so glad you asked. Paid for by the committee to stop injecting bleach into the eyeballs with needles.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of national security, we need to reduce our dependence on foreign lava, which means an expansion of domestic lava drilling. As your chancellor, I will build lava wells all over the country, as well as secure access to more lava fields by invading Hawaii. Imagine orange gold spurting out from school playgrounds on the Great Plains and illuminating the Nebraska sky like fireworks on the 4th of July. Magma oozing over the rolling hills of Kentucky. Volcanic ash settling gently over homes.
Meals on Wheels is dedicated to providing and delivering the nutritious meals that are necessary to prevent the premature institutionalization of San Francisco's homebound elderly. They are committed to fostering independent living with dignity for as long as possible. For more information, please call 415-920-1111.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
Please be advised that the following program contains language and content of an adult nature.
I'm Adam Arkin.
This is Kathleen Turner.
I'm James Marsters.
I'm Amy Peets.
This is Stephen Weber.
I'm Rebecca Mozo.
This is LA Theater Works. I'm Susan Lowenberg.
The societies which have achieved the most spectacular, broad-based economic progress in the shortest period of time are not necessarily the wealthiest in natural resources. No, what unites them all is their willingness to believe in the magic of the marketplace.
When Ronald Reagan delivered these words to the International Monetary Fund in September of 1981, he signaled a new way forward from the demoralizing stagflation of the 1970s. And as the American economy went on to experience unprecedented growth throughout the 80s, the magic of the marketplace became the mantra for individuals and corporations looking to make a killing. In 1985, a natural gas tycoon named Kenneth Lay became the chairman of the newly formed Enron Corporation, a name which is now synonymous with corporate greed, corruption, and malfeasance. In our story this week, playwright Lucy Prebble casts the Enron scandal through a darkly comic and deeply human lens. And now, LA Theater Works presents Enron by Lucy Prebble, starring Gregory Itzen, Stephen Weber, Greg Gurman, and Amy Peets.
Enron Online will change the market. It's creating an open, transparent marketplace that replaces the dark, blind system that existed. It's real simple. If you want to do business, you push the button. We're trying to change the world.
I'm a lawyer, and I'm one of the few who makes money when times are hard. When businesses fail, when unemployment rises, and marriages break down, men jump to their deaths, somebody divides up the money. Now, at times like this, we're exposed to how the world really works. I could explain to you how it works, but I don't have the time, and you don't have the money. Every so often, someone comes along and tries to change that world. Well, can one man do that? We look at some and pray to God they can't. But when things get desperate, we find ourselves a great man, look up to him, and demand that he change things. Hypocrites. Within every great man, there is a buried risk. And the guy I know tried to change the world was the man behind the corporate crime that defined the end of the 20th century and cast a shadow over this one. Now, as a lawyer, I choose my words carefully. So, when we tell you his story, you should know it could never be exactly what happened. But we're going to put it together and sell it to you as the truth. And when you look at what happened here and everything that came afterward, it seems about right. Here in the beating heart of the economic world, America. In the heart of America, Texas. And in the heart of Texas, Houston. There was a company.
I loved your speech, by the way, Claudia.
Really great speech.
Oh, thank you so much.
Quite a party.
I beg your pardon, Andy.
How are you doing? Good to see you.
Just, it's great news about mark-to-market.
Oh, the accounting system.
We just came down for the champagne.
Should we expect a speech from you, sir?
No, Claudia, I don't think we need ourselves another speech right now. Informality. Colleagues. Enjoying themselves.
Look, even Ken Lay's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think he plays golf?
I don't know.
Where's the guy who put this thing together?
What do you mean?
Jeff Skilling.
Never heard of him.
The mark-to-market guy.
No idea.
Oh, maybe he's not a big party guy.
Maybe you two would get along.
You know, actually, I always thought we would.
Have I met the mark-to-market guy?
Jeff Skilling. Uh-huh. I don't know where he is.
I only got a half hour here. Make sure I shake his hand.
Yes, sir.
You can't get Lay away from Claus there. It's like she's his nanny.
Why don't you go talk to him?
Yeah? You think I should?
I think you should.
Yeah, he's just a guy. I'm a guy. Yeah, this is how things happen.
You go, girl.
There's Jeff Skilling. Jeff, come over. Ken Lay.
Ah, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Ken Lay?
Hi there, Mr. Lay.
You're not Jeff Skilling by any chance.
No, sir, I wish I was. I'm Andy.
Andy Fastow.
Yes, sir.
I make a point of knowing people, son.
Ken, here's Jeff.
Here's the guy, Jeffrey mark-to-market Skilling. You know Claudia, our star abroad.
Yeah, I believe I may have seen her in Vogue.
That was cropped from a profile in Forbes.
I'm surprised you find the time.
I'm surprised you read Vogue.
One of the 50 most powerful women, wasn't it?
I don't recall.
Most powerful women?
Yeah, number 14.
Oh, I remember there's a great bit on Oprah and her dogs.
We were talking mark to market.
I think one of her dogs was at number 12.
I just wanted to say congratulations, mark to market. Much more appropriate, much more transparent. Exactly the right thing.
Thanks. Andy.
Andy Fastow, you hired me.
This new accounting system, Jeff, you think it's worth celebrating?
Well, don't you?
I'm not an accountant.
No, you settled for 14th most powerful woman in the world.
Mark-to-market is the accounting system for all the big investment banks on Wall Street.
Yes, but we are a gas and oil company.
No,
we're an energy company. You say gas and oil, people think trapped wind and Arabs.
I've been explaining mark-to-market to the company. People get all tied up in knots.
Oh, seriously?
In what sense?
Well, there are people at this party who don't understand the idea.
Well, mark-to-market lets us show the future profits.
I know. My people have worked their asses off to get the SEC to understand and approve this.
And it's very much appreciated.
Everyone here gets mark-to-market, right?
I've talked to some people. I don't know.
I mean, I've got slides I can bring down.